Ride within your abilities. This manual cannot teach you how to control direction, speed, or balance. That's something you can learn only through practice, preferably in a formal course of instruction like an MSF rider course. But control begins with knowing your abilities and riding within them, along with knowing and obeying the rules of the road. Basic vehicle control. Body position. To control a motorcycle well, posture. Position yourself comfortably so you are able to operate all the controls and can use your arms to steer the motorcycle rather than to hold yourself up. This helps you bond with your motorcycle and allows you to react quickly to hazards. Seat. Sit far enough forward so that arms are slightly bent when you hold the hand grips. Bending your arms permits you to press on the handlebars without having to stretch. Hands. Hold the hand grips firmly to keep your grip over rough surfaces. Start with your right wrist flat. This will help you keep from accidentally using too much throttle. Also, adjust the handlebars so your hands are even with or below your elbows. This permits you to use the proper muscles for precision steering. Knees. Keep your knees against the gas tank to help you keep your balance as the motorcycle turns. Feet. Keep your feet firmly on the footrests to maintain balance. Don't drag your feet. If your foot catches on something, you could be injured and it could affect your control of the motorcycle. Keep your feet near the controls so you can get to them fast if needed. Also, don't let your toes point downward. They may get caught between the road and the footrests. Picture on page 8, holding hand grips. Continuing with the text. Shifting gears. There is more to shifting gears than simply getting the motorcycle to pick up speed smoothly. Learning to use the gears when downshifting, turning, or starting on hills is equally important for safe motorcycle operation. The gear shift lever is located in front of the left footrest and is operated by the left foot. To shift up to a higher gear, position your foot under the shift lever and lift. To downshift, press the shift lever down. The shift lever changes one gear each time it is lifted or pressed down. Whenever the lever is released, spring loading returns it to center, where the mechanism resets for the next shift up or down. A typical gear pattern is 1, N, 2, 3, 4, 5. The N is for neutral, which is selected by either a half lift from first gear or a half press from second gear. Most motorcycles have 5 gears, but some have 4 or 6 gears. Picture on page 9, shifting gears. Continuing with the text. As your motorcycle increases speed, you will need to shift up to a higher gear. Shift up well before the engine RPM reaches its maximum recommended speed. As a general rule, shift up soon enough to avoid over-revving the engine, but not so soon to cause the engine to lug. When upshifting, use a 3-step process. 1. Roll off the throttle as you squeeze the clutch lever. 2. Lift the shift lever firmly as far as it will go. 3. Smoothly ease out the clutch and adjust the throttle. Once the shift is completed, release the shift lever to permit it to reset for the next shift. You should shift down through the gears with the clutch as you slow or stop, and can also shift down when you need more power to accelerate. Make certain you are riding slowly enough when you shift into a lower gear. If not, the motorcycle will lurch and the rear wheel may skid. When riding downhill or shifting into first gear, you may need to use the brakes to slow enough before downshifting safely. When downshifting, use a 3-step process. 1. Roll off the throttle as you squeeze the clutch lever. 2. Press the shift lever down firmly. 3. Ease out the clutch lever as you roll on the throttle. Once the shift is completed, release the shift lever to permit it to reset for the next shift. Rolling on the throttle slightly while smoothly easing out the clutch can help the engine come up to speed more quickly and make the downshift smoother. Shifting to a lower gear causes an effect similar to using the brakes. This is known as engine braking. To use engine braking, shift down one gear at a time and ease out the clutch through the friction zone between each downshift. Keep the clutch in the friction zone until the engine speed stabilizes. Then ease out the lever fully until ready for the next downshift. Usually you shift gears one at a time, but it is possible to shift through more than one gear while the clutch is squeezed. Remain in first gear while you are stopped so that you can move out quickly if you need to. Work toward a smooth, even clutch release, especially when downshifting. It is best to change gears before entering a turn. However, sometimes shifting while in the turn is necessary. If so, remember to do so smoothly. A sudden change in power to the rear wheel can cause a skid. Braking. Improper braking technique remains a significant contributing factor in many motorcycle crashes. Your motorcycle has two brake controls, one for the front wheel and one for the rear wheel. Always use both brakes every time you slow or stop. The front brake is more powerful and can provide at least 70% of your total stopping power. The front brake is safe to use if you use it properly. Maximum straight-line braking is accomplished by fully applying both front and rear brakes without locking either wheel. To do this, squeeze the front brake smoothly, firmly, and with progressively more force. Do not grab the brake lever or use abrupt pressure. As the motorcycle's weight transfers forward, more traction becomes available at the front wheel, so the front brake can be applied harder after braking begins. Keep your knees against the tank and your eyes up, looking well ahead. This helps you stop the motorcycle in a straight line. Apply light to lighter pressure to the rear brake pedal to prevent a rear wheel skid. As weight transfers forward, less traction is available at the rear. Use less rear brake pressure. Using both brakes for even normal stops will permit you to develop the proper habit or skill of using both brakes properly in an emergency. Squeeze the front brake and press down on the rear. Grabbing at the front brake or jamming down on the rear can cause the brakes to lock, resulting in control problems. Braking in a corner. Anytime a motorcycle is leaned over, the amount of traction available for braking is reduced. The greater the lean angle, the more the possibility of the tires losing traction. To stop as quickly and as safely as possible in a curve, and depending on road and traffic conditions, try to get the motorcycle as perpendicular to the road as possible, then brake. If conditions do not allow, brake smoothly and gradually, but do not apply as much braking force as you would if the motorcycle were straight up. As you slow, you can reduce your lean angle, and as more traction becomes available for braking, you can more firmly apply the brakes, so that by the time the motorcycle is stopped, the motorcycle is straight up and the handlebars are squared. Linked and integrated braking systems. Some motorcycles have linked braking, which connects the front and rear brakes on the motorcycle and applies braking pressure to both brakes when either the front lever or rear pedal is applied. An integrated braking system is a variation of the linked system in which partial front braking is applied whenever the rear brake is activated. Consult your owner's manual for a detailed explanation on the operation and effective use of these systems. Anti-lock braking systems, ABS. ABS is designed to prevent wheel lockup and avoid skids when stopping in straight-line, panic situations. ABS operates when maximum pressure on both the front and rear brake controls is applied. If electronic sensors detect the possibility of a wheel lock, brake hydraulic pressure is released, then reapplied to maintain maximum braking effectiveness. The system is capable of releasing and reapplying pressure more than 15 times per second. Turning. Approach turns and curves with caution. Riders often try to take curves or turns too fast. When they can't hold the turn, they end up crossing into another lane of traffic or going off the road. Or they overreact and brake too hard, causing a skid and loss of control. Use 4 steps for better control. Slow. Reduce speed before the turn by closing the throttle and, if necessary, applying both brakes. Look. Look through the turn to where you want to go. Turn just your head, not your shoulders, and keep your eyes level with the horizon. Press. To turn, the motorcycle must lean. To lean the motorcycle, press on the hand grip in the direction of the turn. Press left hand grip, lean left, go left. Press right hand grip, lean right, go right. The higher the speed in a turn, the greater the lean angle. Roll. Roll on the throttle to maintain or slightly increase speed. This helps stabilize the motorcycle. In normal turns, the rider and the motorcycle should lean together at the same angle. In slow, tight turns, counterbalance by leaning the motorcycle only and keeping your body straight. Pictures on page 11. Normal turns, slow, tight turns. Highlighted material on page 11. Test yourself 3. When riding, you should A. Turn your head and shoulders to look through turns. B. Keep your arms straight. C. Keep your knees away from the gas tank. D. Turn just your head and eyes to look where you are going. The correct answer is D. Turn just your head and eyes to look where you are going. Continuing with the text. Keeping your distance. The best protection you can have is distance, a cushion of space separating yourself from other vehicles on the roadway. This will provide you with a clear view of emerging traffic situations so that if someone else makes a mistake, you will have more time to respond, more space to maneuver, including an escape route if necessary. Picture on page 12, lane positions. Continuing with the text. Lane positions. Successful motorcyclists know that they are safer when clearly seen. In some ways, the size of the motorcycle can work to your advantage. Each traffic lane gives a motorcycle 3 paths of travel, as indicated in the illustration. Your lane position should help you increase your ability to see and be seen, avoid others' blind spots, avoid surface hazards, protect your lane from other drivers, communicate your intentions, avoid wind blast from other vehicles, provide an escape route, set up for turns. Many motorcyclists consider the left third of the lane, the left tire track of automobiles, to be their default lane position. You should then consider varying your lane position as conditions warrant, keeping in mind that no portion of the lane need be avoided, including the center. You should position yourself in the portion of the lane where you are most likely to be seen and you can maintain a space cushion around you. Change position as traffic situations change. Ride in path 2 or 3 if vehicles and other potential problems are on your left only. Remain in path 1 or 2 if hazards are on your right only. If vehicles are being operated on both sides of you, the center of the lane, path 2, is usually your best option. Remember, the center third of the lane is the place where debris and oil drippings from cars collect and where hazards such as manhole covers are located. Unless the road is wet, the average center strip permits adequate traction to ride on safely. You can operate to the left or right of the grease strip and still be within the center third of the traffic lane. Avoid riding on big buildups of oil and grease usually found at busy intersections or toll booths. Experienced riders rely on their own best judgment and instincts. One absolute, however, is to avoid riding in another vehicle's blind spot. Picture on page 13. Following. Continuing with the text. Following another vehicle. Following too closely is a factor in crashes involving motorcyclists. In traffic, motorcycles need as much distance to stop as cars. Normally, A minimum of 2 seconds distance should be maintained behind the vehicle ahead. To gauge your following distance, pick out a marker, such as a pavement marking or lamp post, on or near the road ahead. When the rear bumper of the vehicle ahead passes the marker, count off the seconds, 1001, 1002. If you reach the marker before you reach 2, you are following too closely. A 2-second following distance leaves a minimum amount of space to stop or swerve if the driver ahead stops suddenly. It also permits a better view of potholes and other hazards in the road. A larger cushion of space is needed if your motorcycle will take longer than normal to stop. If the pavement is slippery, if you cannot see through the vehicle ahead, or if traffic is heavy and someone may squeeze in front of you, open up a 3-second or more following distance. Keep well behind the vehicle ahead even when you are stopped. This will make it easier to get out of the way if someone bears down on you from behind. It will also give you a cushion of space if the vehicle ahead starts to back up for some reason. When behind a car, ride where the driver can see you in the rearview mirror. Riding in the center portion of the lane should put your image in the middle of the rearview mirror, where a driver is most likely to see you. Riding at the far side of a lane may permit a driver to see you in a side view mirror. But remember that most drivers don't look at their side view mirrors nearly as often as they check the rearview mirror. If the traffic situation allows, the center portion of the lane is usually the best place for you to be seen by the drivers ahead and to prevent lane sharing by others. Being followed. Speeding up to lose someone following too closely only ends up with someone tailgating you at a higher speed. A better way to handle tailgaters is to get them in front of you. When someone is following too closely, change lanes and let them pass. If you can't do this, slow down and open up extra space ahead of you to allow room for both you and the tailgater to stop. This will also encourage them to pass. If they don't pass, you will have given yourself and the tailgater more time and space to react in case an emergency does develop ahead. Passing and being passed. Passing and being passed by another vehicle is not much different than with a car. However, visibility is more critical. Be sure other drivers see you and that you see potential hazards. Passing. Ride in the left portion of the lane at a safe following distance to increase your line of sight and make you more visible. Signal and check for oncoming traffic. Use your mirrors and turn your head to look for traffic behind. 2. When safe, move into the left lane and accelerate. Select a lane position that doesn't crowd the car and provide space to avoid hazards in your lane. 3. Ride through the blind spot as quickly as possible. 4. Signal again and complete mirror and head checks before returning to your original lane and then cancel the signal. Remember, passes must be completed within posted speed limits and only where permitted. Know your signs and road markings. Picture on page 14. Passing. Continuing with the text. Being passed. When you are being passed from behind, stay in the center portion of your lane. Riding close to the passing vehicle could put you in a hazardous situation. Avoid being hit by the other vehicle. A slight mistake by you or the passing driver could cause a sideswipe. Extended mirrors. Some drivers forget that their mirrors hang out farther than their fenders. Objects thrown from windows. Even if the driver knows you're there, a passenger may not see you and might toss something on you or the road ahead of you. Blasts of wind from larger vehicles. They can affect your control. You have more room for error if you are in the middle portion when hit by this blast than if you are on either side of the lane. Do not move into the portion of the lane farthest from the passing vehicle. It might invite the other driver to cut back into your lane too early. Picture on page 15, being passed. Continuing with the text. Lane sharing. Cars and motorcycles need a full lane to operate safely. Lane sharing is usually prohibited. Riding between rows of stopped or moving cars in the same lane can leave you vulnerable to the unexpected. A hand could come out of a window, a door could open, a car could turn suddenly. Discourage lane sharing by others. Keep a center portion position whenever drivers might be tempted to squeeze by you. Drivers are most tempted to do this in heavy bumper-to-bumper traffic, when they want to pass you, when you are preparing to turn at an intersection, when you are moving into an exit lane or leaving a highway. Highlighted material on page 15, test yourself for. Usually, a good way to handle tailgaters is to A. Change lanes and let them pass. B. Use your horn and make obscene gestures. C. Speed up to put distance between you and the tailgater. D. Ignore them. The correct answer is A. Change lanes and let them pass.